Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We bring the chapter on saying Bismillah before eating and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying Alhamdulillah after eating. And from amongst the various ahadiths that we have done, is some of the etiquettes would also, whilst mentioning taking the name of Allah ta'ala before eating and saying Alhamdulillah after eating, some of the etiquettes were also discussed. Just to quickly recap some of them, is that when a person eats, he eats with his right hand. In another hadith we did, that if a person forgets to read the dua, when at the beginning of eating, then he should read this dua, Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. And then we did another hadith also that showed us some etiquette, is that when a person is eating with a big person, a senior person, then until that senior person doesn't start eating, then we shouldn't start eating. That's also part of the etiquette that we are taught. Another thing we understood from here is that when a person says Bismillah when he enters his home, then Shaitan announces to his satis that there's no place for us to stay here. There's no place for us to stay the night in this house. And when a person says Bismillah before eating, then Shaitan also tells his satis that there's no food for us here. In other words, we got no share of the food in this place, because these people have taken the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we also learn that when a person doesn't say the name of Allah ta'ala when eating, then Shaitan announces to his friends that we have got a meal here, we got food to eat. And like that, when a person doesn't take the name of Allah ta'ala when entering his house, then Shaitan announces to his satis that we have got a place also to stay here. So therefore we should be very careful that when we're going into our home, we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are eating, about to eat, we take the name of Allah Ta'ala. And we're so fortunate that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has made it so easy for us, that even though we forgot to take the name of Allah Ta'ala when we started eating, but we were taught that yes, there is another dua you can read that will cover up for that mistake that you made of not taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. So today we'll do one hadith. We'll see also that when a person forgets, and then later on the name of Allah Ta'ala is taken, even if it has to be that last morsel that's left to eat, then he takes the name of Allah Ta'ala, then he repairs the damage of all those morsels he ate without the name of Allah Ta'ala being taken. This is the kindness of Allah Ta'ala, that yet we eating the great ni'mat, bounty of Allah Ta'ala, we eating the food of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We never took his name, but he didn't punish us yet, or rather he put a remedy in place, that even though my banda forgot to take my name when eating, even if he took my name at the last morsel, then also I'll repair the damage that has been done by him not taking the name before eating. This is only the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An Umayyah bin Makhshi as-Sahabi radiyallahu anhu qal, kan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam jalisan wa rajulun ya'kulu falam yusammi Allah hatta lam yabqa min ta'amihi illa luqbatun فلما رفعها إلى فيه قال بسم الله أوله وآخره فضحك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم قال ما زال الشيطان يأكل معه فلما ذكر اسم الله استقاء ما في بطنه رواه أبو داود والنسائي. حضرت أمية بن مخشي رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was sitting with a man who was eating. He did not take the name of Allah Ta'ala until one morsel of food remained. So this person ate all the food, whatever he needed to eat. Just one morsel was left. Now when he raised it to his mouth, last morsel, he raised it to his mouth, he read this dua that we spoke about, that when a person forgets to read the dua at the beginning, then he should read this dua. It helps to remedy the situation. So this person read this dua just before he could put the last morsel in his mouth. He read this dua, Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw that this person had raised this last morsel to his mouth, and he said, in the name of Allah Ta'ala, at the beginning and at the end. This is what this dua means. In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the beginning and at the end. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he smiled and he said, Shaitan continued eating with him. But when he took the name of Allah Ta'ala, Shaitan vomited all that was in his stomach. In other words, everything Shaitan had taken out. Ulama explain what this means. Some ulama say that we take this on the zahir, on the outward meaning. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying. Shaitan actually vomits this out. We accept it, we take it out, we accept it fully, whether we can understand it or not. Other ulama explain, no, the physical is not meant in the physical sense. It's a figurative meaning that the barakah is regained when the name of Allah Ta'ala is taken. Whatever barakah was lost, shaitan was ensured that that barakah was lost. Now that barakah also, now the person gets that barakah back by him taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. Omitting the name, leaving out the name of Allah Ta'ala is an invitation for shaitan to join in the meal, resulting in the loss of barakah. So another harm of this is one ulama explained, another harm of this is the person becomes close. He gets an affinity with shaitan when he doesn't take the name of Allah Ta'ala. Why? A person that you sit and you eat with, you become a bit close with that person. Often you invite a person, come join me for a meal, come join me, what people say, join me for coffee, come we go out for some meal or something. So you get close to the person over a meal, over their coffee, over that tea, or over that braai sometimes, whatever it is. But there's some affinity between you and that person that is created. So here a person is getting close to shaitan by him not taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. Why? Shaitan is eating with him all the time. So this is what is meant, that there's an affinity for shaitan. And what happens when there's an affinity for shaitan? The result is one begins to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a person starts imitating those things that are wrong and imitating those people that disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that none should eat your food except the pious. None should eat your food except your pious. Except the pious. Why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this? Is that when the pious eat your food, when you invite people, ensure that you're inviting people that are pious. This is talking about feeding specifically where you are inviting people, you're calling people. Let invite the pious, because when they eat your food, then that energy that they get in their body, the strength that they get via eating, they will do good deeds. That good deeds will be a means of you getting sawab. So here, ulama explain, is that when a person has got this affinity for shaitan, now that is a means, that affinity, that closeness becomes a means for him to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore we should see that there is a close link between the disobedience of Allah ta'ala, and also there is a close link between the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That depends on a person's eating also. So let us be very careful. We explain when shaitan eats, when shaitan stays in the house, then what he does when it comes to eating, the barakah is lost. When it comes to shaitan staying in the house, what it means is mischief is created in that home. There's division created between husband and wife, parents and children. Sometimes it's daughter-in-law and mother-in-law, son-in-law and mother-in-law or father-in-law, whoever it is. But why these problems are coming in? Simple procedures are left out, like taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.